Yes, I'm very glad to be given this opportunity to explain to you and all the South Sudanese people the highlight of Japan's assistance to South Sudan. We've focused on important critical areas which are in real need, mainly four areas. One is infrastructure, that is, they are bridges, roads, water supply, river ports, all those important critical infrastructure. Secondly, agriculture as an alternative industry. It's not a good idea to depend solely on oil or other mineral revenues, but I think we believe that having agriculture as the alternative industry should be shared by so many of South Sudanese. That's very important. Third area is livelihood, health, education, and vocational training. Vocational training is very important because there are many foreigners living here. They are doing respectable jobs, but it's better if South Sudanese can acquire skills in various areas so that they can take over and contribute more to the development of this country. And fourth area, last and fourth one, is of governance. That is media development and border control and police and security. Those are the highlights of Japan's assistance.
Can we know how large is your assistance to South Sudan?
That's more than $300 million since independence in 2011.
How has the conflict that broke out in December 2013 affected some of your developmental projects?
Yes, indeed. It was a very sad incident. Until that time, we proceeded very well. The preparation for the construction in many areas and development assistance throughout this country. But first, the preparation for the construction of a Juba Freedom Bridge, the Nile Bridge, halted. That resumed in March this year, but there was a long delay. And the river port project also stopped. Juba water supplies also stopped. And in Malakal, we were about to help construct a river port, but that simply swept away by the conflict.
As you mentioned earlier, the construction of the new bridge across the Nile, how far is the progress since the launch in March this year?
It's making steady progress. By the end of July this year, the temporary bridge for the construction of the bridge will be completed. It's temporary, so passengers cannot use it, only the construction workers. But already the two sides are connected. Then they start making three big pillars in the river. That will take a year and a half. So by the end of 2016, those three pillars will be completed. Then the construction of a superstructure, the bridge itself, will start. It will take one more year. That means by the end of 2017. And some tidying up work, and that will be completed by mid-2018. So sometime in 2018, the bridge can be inaugurated.
You have highlighted agriculture as an alternative for the country instead of relying on the oil income. How is the Japanese government assisting or helping the people of South Sudan to develop this sector?
Its primary support is in the form of facilitating the development of the comprehensive agricultural master plan, which is called CAMP, involving all the relevant ministries led by the government of South Sudan. So there has been technical support by Japanese experts, but the coherent, effective, efficient development input could be made possible by the formulation of this plan. And that CAMP will be launched hopefully sometime very soon, if as early as next month or maybe sometime very soon.
We are also seeing cholera outbreak in Juba at the moment, and the Japan government has actually been focusing on a construction project that aims to improve supply of water. How far have you progressed in this area?
Yes, so one point is that we are supporting the prevention of a cholera outbreak. The new support to cover 40,000 resident in Malakal POC site. I think that is to be funded by the Japanese contribution through IOM. As for the clean water supply, it's coming up. We are about to sign the exchange of notes between myself and the foreign ministry of this country, which will amount to $40 million US dollars, which is a huge project covering Juba. And the work has already started. And this exchange of notes is to supplement the cost which was incurred due to the delay caused by the political crisis. In any case, the work will steadily make progress, and by autumn 2017, that is, in about 2 years' time, the Juba residents will be blessed with clean, safe water. There will be 8 water tanker stations and 120 public water taps, which are connected to the water purification plant and the water reservoir. So that system will be in place in 2 years' time.
Will the water be provided free of charge, or the residents may be required to pay some minimum fees once the project is completed?
You have to pay. It's very important. There's no free lunch, and you've got to have the system to maintain the network. So if you give it out for free, then if anything happens for any troubles or any transport, it costs a lot to purify water. You need also electricity. So, this is for the purpose of ensuring the safe, pure, clean water to be provided for many years to come.
We are meant to understand Japan is also supporting the South Sudan television and radio to improve its broadcast. What is the key area of focus?
We decided to support SSTV and radio because media development is one of the foundations of democracy and development. And the government's broadcast will be instrumental in for the sharing of information, basic information. Besides, now it's moving on to the Public Broadcasting Corporation to make it even more accurate and maybe impartial in terms of various political positions. And for that reason, Japan's not national, public broadcasting corporation, NHK, has lots of personnel and expertise in making Public Broadcasting Corporation function. There are OBs, OGs, those who've got the experience in that established consultancy company, and JICA is supporting that team to provide technical assistance as well as providing equipment to make the SATB function better.
The latest round of IGAD mediated peace talks are ongoing in Addis Ababa, the consultations to end the 9-month conflict in the country. What hope do you have that this will be the last round of talks? Actually, peace will be achieved in South Sudan.
It is of paramount importance. And different from South Sudanese living here for so many years, I'm very new. I've been here for just 3 months. But I realize that despite all the support Japan has been extending in the last 10 years since the CPA, any support, any efforts can be simply nullified, destroyed, if this situation continues. And once peace comes back, not only the development projects, but also investment and commerce, trade, other goodwill, culture, all the activities could come back. Everything's now stopped by the ongoing conflict. So it's so important that leaders, peoples concerned, get together, sit down and unite and agree on peace and implement it.
looking still on ways or efforts being exacted by international bodies with an aim of ending the current conflict, the UN Security Council has imposed sanctions on 6 military commanders active in the current conflict. What do you suggest could be a catalyst to bring an end to the war in South Sudan?
Yeah, that move towards sanctions, already the Security Council made decision to impose sanctions, but that shows the frustration of the international community about the lingering difficult situation. So there should be agreement and implementation. And I really believe that those frustrations by the international community should be taken very seriously. The people outside the country are crying, and then why on earth couldn't that stop? But only the South Sudanese themselves could achieve peace. And Japan is ready to support by whatever means. And if this conflict continues, we cannot continue supporting. If the UN imposes further measures, we'd like to avoid such a situation. So therefore, we hope that the peace will be agreed upon and implemented as soon as possible.
Ambassador Kia, lastly, what will be your key message to the people?
People in South Sudan can achieve peace and prosperity after the war and difficulty. Japan took the course 70 years ago. We were ravaged by war, and we started from the ashes. 70 years later, we see so many good outcomes, Japanese products, achievements everywhere, and we are now here supporting South Sudan. And it's quite important to have hope and make efforts. And if you do that, the international community will support you always.